Everyday Life with Guardsmares, Chapter 2. For Specialist Artemis Sparkshower, today had been the most exciting day of her life. At least after the other most exciting days of her life, like when she finished Horseshoe Camp and joined the Royal Guard for real, or even when she first arrived in the huge capital city of Canterlot. And now, she's just been accepted as a very important pony bodyguard. Well, except the target wasn't exactly a pony, but that was besides the point. The point was, now she was finally going to get a taste of the high society life that the folks around her lived and breathed. Her mind was swirling with all the different kinds of fancy hoity-toity events that she would get to attend. Attend as a bodyguard, but hey, you gotta start somewhere, right? She would be going to royal balls, she'd be going to attend gala openings, and she would be going to see masquerades.
Listen, Sparks for Brains, if you're gonna have your head in the clouds, you might as well get your butt up there too. So don't you go blocking the doorway for the rest of us. Oh, sunshowers. Sorry.
Artemis quickly hustled out of the way, entering into the small shared living space allotted to her and her fellow guards. Having been pulled down and out of her daydream, she put down her bag and surveyed her new home. The furnishings consisted of a sofa with a pair of club chairs with a little breakfast table to seat four. Of the five doors that surround her, four lead to near identical bedrooms, while the fifth led to a small washroom. One of Artemis's new squad mares, Glamour Spear, was already poking her head into one of the bedrooms. From what Artemis could see, and assuming they were outfitted identically, they would each get a wardrobe, a dresser, a writing desk, and twin bed.
Huh, nice digs. Sure beats the barracks,
the unicorn Glamour Spear commented.
The one on the far left is mine.
That was the squad leader, Corporal Bound, entering shortly after. The Pegasus quickly snapped to attention.
At ease.
Glamour Spear turned herself around to mimic the parade rest form that Sparkshower had assumed, while Corporal Bound shot the cream-colored Pegasus a disinterested look.
Carry on.
Before the second word had even escaped her mouth, Glamour Spear was already back to poking around in the different bedrooms, apparently trying to figure out which of the identical ones was best.
Specialist Sparkshower? Yes, Corporal? First time out of your unit? Yes, Corporal! First time bunking with anyone other than a bunch of other junior guards? Yes, Corporal!
By that point, Glamour Spear had finished her inspection and was looking curiously at her other two squad mares. But Artemis made sure to keep her attention on the senior non-commissioned officer, just as you're supposed to.
We're living together, Specialist. Parade rest is going to get very old, very fast every time I need to use the mare's room. Yes, Corporal! Save it for when we're out of the quarters, Specialist. In here, we're all just guards. Understood? Yes, Corporal!
Corporal Bound just shook her head and shrugged her shoulders, trundling off to her chosen bedroom, duffel bag in tow. There was a chuckle from one of the middle bedroom doors.
Geez, Sparks, you sure can take a hint.
Sparkshower turned to face her squad mare. Glamour Spear looked to be a little older than the Pegasus, but only by a few years.
I'm just following the military customs and courtesies. We're still in the Royal Guard.
Using her telekinetic magic, Glamour Spear tossed her duffel bag into the room, where it landed on the bed with an audible poomph.
Psh, sure we are.
Artemis furrowed her brow.
But we still have to go to Reveille each morning.
Her expression unchanging, SCP Glamour Spear started to prowl around the living room, taking time to check just how plush the sofa and chairs were.
True. And also we still have 3 gels a week. Also true. So, how are we not guards, Specialist Glamour Spear? Because...
In one swift move, she hopped into the air and landed on her back, lying on the couch.
We get to be in society.
At that, Artemis felt her expression relax. She began to grin as she started thinking about all the great ponies that she was going to get to meet. Oh, and also the parties that she'd get to attend. And the stories that she'd get to share with her new mare friends.
Yeah, we do.
Glamour Spear waved a hoof at the Pegasus.
Oh, you're not so bad, Sparks. Oh, and you can call me Glam, by the way.
Trotting over, Artemis took Lily's hoof and gave it a shake before hopping up onto one of the chairs. If Artemis was to guess, the seat was probably a far cry from anything a lord or a lady could sit on, and while it was no cloud, it was way comfier than anything in the barracks.
Pleasure to meet you. So, what's your story, Sparks? Well, I'm from Barry. That's a little town about 2 hours train ride north of here. No offense, Sparks, but any pony can tell that you're not from a big city, or even a small city. Wait, how did she know?
Sparkshower guessed that she had some country traits to shake off, especially if she wanted to fit in with the high society in Canterlot.
But you're not from Cloudsdale? I thought that's where all the Pegasi lived.
At that, Artemis started to beam with pride.
Most of them, sure, but my family's been living in Barry for generations. Us and the Earth Pony farmers who depend on us for the weather, we go way back. Like one big team. Huh. Swell. And you've been in the guard for, what, like 2.5 years? So you were made specialist recently?
Another point of pride. Artemis hoped that she wasn't getting too rosy-cheeked all about this.
Actually, I've only served for 1.5 years. I got an early promotion for outstanding work during the recent Crystal Empire incident.
Despite her cynicism, Sparkshower Squadmare seemed suitably impressed.
Neat. They don't just let any pony get VIP duty, so I knew you must have had something going on for you.
Artemis wasn't entirely sure if that was a compliment or an insult.
What about me, you ask? Well, I've been earning top marks in my company, Air Defense, in case you forgot, ever since I left Shoe Camp. I've been at this for 5 years, you know.
Glam shot Sparkshower a grin.
So, if you need any tips, rookie, you just let me know, okay? I will, thanks.
There was a moment of silence when neither of them could figure out what to say next. It was all so much to take in all at once. It was during the silence that Corporal Bound strolled out of her room. Fortunately, Artemis managed to suppress the urge to shout at ease once again.
Sparkshower, you have first duty tomorrow. Glamour Spear, you've got the afternoon. Until then, we've got the day off. I'm heading over to the commissary to get some books and magazines. Either of you want anything?
Sparkshower was the first to make a request.
Oh, I'd love a copy of Canterlot Match.
Glamour Spear tilted her head all the way back over to the armrest to look upside down at Corporal Bound.
I've got some bits in my duffel bag if you can get me the latest issue of Cosmoponiton. Oh, don't worry about the bits. It's my treat to get a sell-off on the right hoof. Oh, well, thanks, Corporal.
Corporal Bound gave Artemis a defeated look.
Call me Honor when we're informal, Specialist. That's my first name. Sure thing, Corporal Honor Bound. Honor. Mm-hmm, as you were.
The door was barely shut behind her when Glam spoke up again.
There goes Summer, who's been in the guard for too long. In the guard for too long? Is that even possible? Why do you think that? Well, duh, just look at her, and listen to how she talks! She's done everything already! There's nothing new under Celestia's sun for her!
It made sense, but it didn't seem like something very nice to be bringing up.
Well, if she wants something new and exciting, VIP duty is the right place. Right, Sparks? Yeah. Though if I'm being honest, just about everything is new and exciting to me around here. Oh no, that's the spirit! And so what if we have to deal with a bit of a freak show, right? A freak show?
At Artemis's exclamation, Glamour Spear dialed back her enthusiasm quite a bit, her ears going flat against her head.
Sorry, that was a bit too harsh.
There was a pause.
What I mean is our charge, this Anon guy.
Artemis recalled Anonymous's formal title when she was given her marching orders.
Anonymous? By appointment to their majesties Princess Celestia and Princess Luna, Royal Engineer? Yeah, gotta admit it's a fancy title though. And he may look a little weird, but if Princess Celestia puts up with him, he can't be all that bad.
Lily queased.
I've only met the princess once before, at graduation, but it seems to me like she doesn't just put up with him. Oh, so you think so? Well, you're the armored recon, I guess. Still, he's pretty funny looking, right?
She flipped over forward onto her belly faster than seemed possible to Artemis. Glamour Spear looked up to her with a grin.
Bet you that you never saw anything that walks around on two legs like that growing up in Barry, am I right? Well, there was this minotaur who lived just outside of town, near the forest. Ooh, so was he all mysterious and scary?
Artemis shook her head.
This mare sure has an active imagination. And she thought that you had your head in the clouds. No, he was just an old bull. He used to pick mushrooms in the forest and bring them to the market, and the earth ponies would sometimes ring him up whenever they needed help moving something pretty big. Boring. Now, changelings? Those things are creepy. Oh, hey, do you know the difference between a young changeling and an old changeling is? No, what?
Glamour Spear rolled over onto her back again, thrusting her forehooves up into the air.
You don't have to lead the old changelings quite so much when you're shooting at them.
Glamour Spear made pew-pew noises with her mouth while swinging her forearms like she was hurling invisible spears up at the sky. While her antics seemed silly, to be fair, she's probably actually done that. Thunderstorms. This was going to be an interesting assignment. Still though, a chance to experience Canterlot society at last. Just getting this overview of the cast of characters that we got, you know that this is going to be one hell of a ride. Now let's get on over to our modest donators. Top donators, Dash of Evergreen, Peter Coldhard, J-Tin Man, Darkseid, and Ponyman. Courier Crucii, Delta Omega, Strix, RuneScythe 9852, Dospo, Rhiney Dragonwolf, Hunter Norman, Secret Moon, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Sword Brethren Mordred, Cerberus, Goulash Eating Hussar, Starlight Glimmer, Squiddy Boy, David E. Sanchez, Soul Dragon, Gaggy, Trey, Shadow Drake, Joe Piercy, Alex F., Rainbow Dash, Teal'c Anderson, TV Killer, John Becker, Leon Reynolds, Raven Speedster, and Zachary Chow. Thank you all very much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.